Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The surprising 7-5 Steelers getting ready for a trip to the desert to play the Cardinals on Sunday, with more on that and the state of the Steelers. To the hotline, radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Irvin, the playmaker, joins us. Insider calls brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Michael, you still send Neil O'Donnell a Christmas card for Super Bowl 30, a bouquet of flowers, maybe an edible arrangement for that game? What's the what's the status of that thing?
Oh, you guys can't. Are you still holding on to that pain?
Is it still yes. Yes, we are. I think he was on the take, Michael. I think he threw the game.
Oh, he did throw the game, literally. He threw it right to Larry Brown.
Amazing. He threw it right to Larry Brown. It was such a great game, though, man. Oh, my God. We were so worried about that game, man. You guys, they came in ready to play. I swore that was my MVP. I had Cornell Lake on that post corner post, and it was so funny because I ran a post corner post, and Cornell Lake bit on the post and stayed there, and he didn't come back when I went to the corner, and I said, "Oh my God, Troy's going to throw the ball." I grabbed right around his neck, yanked him down, caught the touchdown. The ref threw the flag in that game. And I was all in his face. What are you talking about? That wasn't pass in the field, you dirty dog. You get out of here. He was like, Michael, that was pass. No, I wasn't. And then we went over to the sideline, and he was standing over there. I walked over to him, and my spirit got to me. I walked over. I said, "Hey, man, how did you see that? That was a great call. How did you see it?" He said, "I knew that was pass in the field." I said, "No, make no mistake about it. It was pass in the field. You better believe I snatched him down. Because I couldn't let him intercept the ball." It was a great game, man. You guys got to. That's too old to hold on to. As a matter of fact, I got a photo shoot to do this weekend. I got to shoot two commercials, and the people called and they said, "Can you please bring your Super Bowl rings?" So I was just looking at that ring. I didn't mean to rub it in that way, but I was just shining that ring up.
Maybe, Michael, with this answer here, you could redeem a little bit here. You could soften the blow for Pittsburgh fans. Who was the tougher guy to see lined up across from you, Deion Sanders or Rod Woodson?
Both of those guys. That's funny. We're doing the defensive back, top defensive backs of all time. Both of those guys, hands down, it's not even a valid list if they're not on there. I don't care what you say. Now, if you're asking me pure cover skills, I'll give that probably to Deion from a cover skill point. But you ask me all-around defensive back, then that goes to Rod Woodson, because Rod Woodson was a better tackler, and then Rod Woodson was able to move to safety and play the safety position and do that well. But pure cover skills, I give it to Deion. But all-around defensive back that does, tackling, playing safety, putting people in position. Yeah, that definitely goes to Rod Woodson.
Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer, radio.com NFL insider, joining us on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh today. And I want to know, Michael, if you have replaced Jason Garrett. Has Mike Tomlin supplanted him for your NFL Coach of the Year in 2019?
Oh, no. Coach Garrett is nowhere near my Coach of the Year. I've been talking all year about the job Mike Tomlin has been doing and the job he's done. And it's so amazing. I was talking to somebody about that earlier on a show. What's amazing is, think about everybody that was trying to get rid of this man.
I was one of them, Michael. I got my hand in the air right now as you say it. I'm raising it proudly in shame because I was wrong about him.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people were talking about it. Now, I will say this. I was not one of them. I was like, "Are you guys serious? Are you crazy? You have the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, best running back, and the best receiver gone, and now this guy here is sitting here having you right in the playoff hunt. It's a phenomenal job. Honey, it's a phenomenal job. I love Coach Gary. I love him. I put him to work. I put him through hell because I couldn't throw Troy's arm out. There were times Coach Garrett was coming back off his second honeymoon with his wife, and I told him, put her in a taxi, and you get your butt to the field. We got to work out right now, and he did that. So nobody wants him to be successful more than me because I know the work he's put in. But when you compare the job he's done, and do a comparative analysis to the job Mike Tomlin has done, this is an incredible, incredible way to just look and say, wow, what a coach you guys have in Mike Tomlin. He's done a phenomenal job. Hands down, by far, there's no one even close that deserves Coach of the Year more than he does.
That defense of his, it's got a lot of first-round picks, Michael, and it's finally playing like a defense filled with first-round picks. What's been the difference this year? They got the most takeaways in the league with 30. I don't think I thought anybody was going to pass up New England in that department, but here we are with four games to go. Is it just been as simple as you add Minkah Fitzpatrick in there, or is it something else?
Well, and here, since you guys were honest enough to self-indict, allow me to self-indict right here. Now, when they went and got Minkah Fitzpatrick, I was like, what'd they do that for? What sense does that make? Why would you give up that draft pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Hey, Michael, I said that too. I was wrong twice. I'll self-indict myself.
Yeah, I did it. I did it again. Yep, I did it. We're all guilty.
Right. So that one I did go ahead. That one I did go in the end on and go crazy. That's my grandkids going crazy over here, you know. So we got to excuse me for that. But that one I did go in on. Like, wait a minute, what kind of sense does that make? But he did what he knew what he was doing. And playing Minkah and playing him on the back end. Minkah played in Miami. He played 65-60% of the time up near the line of scrimmage. To see his skill set and say, no, we're going to put you where you play naturally, that has been a change. That has been a huge difference because now he shored up that back end and made that defense dominant. And he said, I'm a defensive coach. I'm going to win with my defense and ask my offense not to lose games. To be able to, get this now, to be able to make those kinds of adjustments mid-season and continue to win, those are the reasons that we call Bill Belichick the greatest of all time because he continues to do that. He just morphs into something else. Mike Tomlin did it right in the midst of a season and in the midst of a lot of turmoil. That's why, hands down for me, Coach of the Year.
The Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, our guest, Radio.com NFL insider here on The Fan in Pittsburgh. You're an expert, Michael, on the NFL, but I got to even dig deeper into your area of expertise, wide receiver. What is Juju Smith-Schuster in your mind? Is he a legit number one? Is he a franchise? You build around him as a wide receiver. He's the next in line after Antonio Brown. Is he better as a Robin than a Batman? Give me Michael Irvin's thoughts on Juju.
I'll give you my truth. I've never gone to Jerry Jones and said, hey, man, you got to get this dude. You have to get this dude. The only dude I've ever done that about was Juju Smith-Schuster. That's the only guy I've ever said, man, you got to get him. And that's where I did, Brian, because I said just this. I said, this dude, he could be a great number two that grows into a number one. He has that ability. And a lot of guys don't have that ability because it's a different responsibility when you become the number one guy. So if you ask me, am I a Juju fan, you don't even ask me that. Every time I see him, I say, you know you're supposed to be a Cowboy. You're supposed to be a Cowboy. I ain't talked to Jerry strong enough or you would have been a Cowboy. That's how badly I wanted him here in Dallas. I love the kid. I think he's a phenomenal kid. Now, understand how difficult this is to go from being a number two to a number one. And then you place on top of that going from the number one quarterback to the number three quarterback. That's what he had to do. That's a hard transition, man. And we cannot put all of this on Juju and saying, well, okay, he didn't live up to becoming that number one receiver. When now you got to play football. We just talked about how Tomlin and them had to play football, how they said, now we got to play from the quarterback position. You go from Ben Roethlisberger, who led the league in passing, to let's just make sure we don't give this kid anything that will make him that make him allows him to lose the game for us. So all safe passes, we're going to narrow the field, one side of the field, high low one side, get the ball out of his hand fast. And all of that takes down the route tree a huge amount, and Juju Smith-Schuster can only do so many things, not because he doesn't have the ability, but because of the guy that's throwing him the ball is not prepared to hit all the areas on the football field. You cannot measure Juju transition from 2-1 this year. You'll be doing an injustice to the game and an injustice to him.
Michael Irvin, you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much for coming clean on the Fitzpatrick trade. And I spilled my guts on Tomlin, so I feel like we shared a moment there.
Michael,
you
broke my heart when I was a 10-year-old Steelers fan, so I'm not going to thank you for that. I still remember crying after Super Bowl 30.
Well, hey, when I kiss that ring today, I will remember this. I will remember this.
There you go. Hey, and the Cowboys haven't done much since. Thank you, Michael. You're the man.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to hit me with a zinger on your way out like that. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that. That was the last time they rode the mountaintop. They've been at the foot of the hill for 25 years. I don't need that out of you, buddy. I don't need that. All right, we'll see ya.
Thanks, Michael.
You there you go. Michael Irvin. That was fun. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. That was Radio.com. Sports NFL insider Michael Irvin. His calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.